Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1707, air date August 6th, 2026.
Hello, everybody. It's Laura Eisenhower. I'm joined today by a very special, amazing guest, Dr. Shiva. And it's been a couple of years since I last talked to you. I'm so grateful that you're here with me today. We have so much to dive into. And I know a lot of you are very, very familiar with him. He ran for president, my goodness. And Dr. Shiva is an MIT-trained systems scientist, engineer, inventor, and entrepreneur. He holds 4 degrees from MIT, including a PhD in biological engineering, and has founded multiple technology and biotechnology companies. A longtime advocate for scientific innovation, free speech, and political reform, he is the founder of the Independent Movement and is known for challenging establishment narratives in science, medicine, and politics. And I can't think of anybody who's doing more important work than you. And you just have this incredible mission. And you are running for Senate. And I want to dive into that. What is the focus of your run for U.S. Senate?
So anyway, good to see you again, Laura. The focus of the run, every time we've run for office, when we ran in 2018 against Elizabeth Warren, or 2020 or 2024 when we ran for president, each time we did that, we made major breakthroughs, historical breakthroughs. And from a quote unquote winning standpoint, we won major victories for people. So for example, with Elizabeth Warren, we exposed the fact that she's a fake Indian. You know, the campaign was only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian, but more deliberately, we forced her to take the DNA test. And it exposed the fact, A, she's not an Indian, but more profoundly, the lack of integrity and the fact that Elizabeth Warren, to all the liberal seeking, is actually a racist, right? She uses race for exploitation. You see, so we took the discussion to a much broader level, and that educated a lot of people, right? Using race for your own advancement, which is what the liberal elite do, that's racism, right? So that's one piece. When we ran in 2020, it was the fact that we ran as Republicans and then they stole our election, that led to many things. We are the ones who expose the fact that they delete ballot images, and we'll come to that. That the government and 90% of the American public do not know that when you take a piece of paper and you put it through a ballot machine, a photograph is taken of your ballot. And that photograph is called a ballot image. That becomes the ballot because that's what's used to tabulate, not the paper. And many state election officials are deleting the ballot images so they can cover up election fraud for both Democrats and Republicans. We uncovered that. So that was pretty big. And then also in 2020, we uncovered when I shared that knowledge, when they threw me off Twitter, it was in my historic lawsuit. People can go to winbackfreedom.com and they can see that lawsuit. We discovered that governments of all countries have a direct connection to social media companies where they can manipulate social media companies. Okay. Not only that, direct them to censor American citizens. And I was a victim of that long before I call him Fucker Carlson, you know, talk about Twitter files. We exposed that Tucker Carlson, by the way, we'll talk about him and the fake independent movement, him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Massey are up to. And we'll come back to that. It's very important to understand that we have always exposed things way ahead of time, you know, where people want to think a messiah is coming. It was also in 2020, we started the Fire Fauci campaign. And we'll come back, I know, in our questions. We're the ones who saved hundreds of millions of people's lives by giving protocols. We exposed Fauci. We're the ones who told Trump not to, to fire him, and Trump didn't listen. Trump gave him the Medal of Honor, right? Or the, to be, you know, people, it was a presidential certificate, right? And honoring him literally 12 hours before Trump left office. So our movement has been consistently seeing the future and telling the truth. And then in 2024, we made history by being the first naturalized citizen to get on the ballot for president in multiple states to show that the 14th Amendment is live, that equal protection clause applies to all citizens, naturalized and non-naturalized. I mean, naturalized and quote unquote natural born. But this election is going to be profound because you know, we're running in Massachusetts. The name Dr. Shiva has a really great brand equity and visibility. Typically, when you run for office, people spend billions of dollars, right? Hundreds of millions to build their brand, right? Trump built his brand using billions of dollars. We built our brand bottoms up. And this is problematic to people, Laura, because anyone who understands advertising and branding knows the value of if you get your name out there. And this is one way they oppress people, by making sure if someone comes bottoms up, their name is sidelined, right? You don't get your name out there. In 2020, we got our name out there. You know, about a billion people saw our videos across all the work that we'd done. And it was late 2020, they said, shit, this guy, Dr. Shiva, is not in the left or right camp, so we have to shadow ban him and suppress him. Because I'm not owned by anyone, right? Joe Rogan is owned by Ari Emanuel. Elon Musk is owned by the Zionists. Trump is owned by Wilbur Ross, you know, and Miriam Adelson. So their brands are based on the ownership of other people. They're like dogs on a leash. So what's powerful is in Massachusetts, we actually have an opportunity now with all that hard work we did to win. And we'll talk about that. And we may actually win the election, but if they try to stop us, they're going to suffer even more than they did in 2018 and 2020. And what am I talking about? Well, one of the things that most Americans have been manipulated, engineered not to understand is the majority of Americans, intuitively, they know something's fucked up with the Democrats and Republicans, this two-party duopoly, and they are already moving away from them. So I'll give you some numbers. The majority, or the, if the right word is plurality, which means the most number of Americans, are not registered as Democrats or Republicans. They're registered as independent voters. So that's a pretty big, significant trend that people are doing through their own decision-making. Only maybe 27% are Democrats. On a good day, maybe 25 are Republicans, okay? The remaining 48% are independent voters. So this big block of 48%, big circle of independent voters, small block, 27% on a good day, Democrats, and 25. So if you just look at that, the plurality are independents. But yet, the brainwashing that takes place every recurrent here is, don't vote for independents, you're spoiling your vote. It's a blue state or a red state, okay? And I'll give you Massachusetts, which is the center of global corruption, which is where it's the innovation of corruption. In Massachusetts, 67% of voters are registered independent voters. 26% are Democrats, 7% are Republicans. Yet the media will always say Massachusetts is a blue state. Does that make any sense? It's just a lie. It's making this shit up. And then they make the 67%, which are a majority, brainwash them to say, no, you got to vote for Democrat or Republican. You got to vote for Democrat. You're spoiling your vote. You see, this is constant brainwashing. And every election, they also do this mind fucking theatric saying, if you don't vote for Democrat or Republican, the world is going to blow up. They always have some Armageddon, right? Everyone gets spiritually, you know, confused or, you know, whatever, right? They bring some Armageddon situation. You know, if you vote for this person, everyone's going to be raped. If you vote for this person, the world's going to blow up. So you have to choose between a rapist and someone who's going to blow up the world. They lower people's standards. And this is socially engineered. But 67% are independents. This is forgotten. So this is no different than a bird in a cage. And I keep using this analogy. And the bird has decided to open the cage, but it doesn't fly out. It keeps voting for Democrats and Republicans. So we have always been talking about a bottoms-up movement, independent movements. Our movement, Truth Freedom Health, you know, we have about 500,000 people globally at all different levels of learning and knowledge. But fundamentally, we teach people how systems operate. And when people understand how systems operate, they can see the future and not be manipulated by the next Bernie Sanders or the next Rand Paul or the next Thomas Massey or the next Tucker Carlson. Because the establishment creates these people, they create controversies, they act, they control who their potential heroes are. Because if you're truly against the establishment, you're not going to get a lot of media attention. So if you're getting a lot of media attention as potentially anti-establishment, why is that? That is being permitted. And that permission is allowed because the Democrat and Republican Party or the establishment wants people always to look for a messiah. That process varies from time to time. the left will have Bernie Sanders and AOC even attacking the Democrat establishment, acting like they're radicals, or Trump attacking the Republican establishment. Well, that has sort of worn itself out. So their new trick is to create a fake independent movement, and we'll come back to that. But our run as a movement, our run for Shiva for Senate, and I say our run, is quite profound because we have now this resume of showing we've always been telling the truth at the right time, not when it's convenient. Well, 67% of Massachusetts is independent. 48% of America is independent, the plurality. So how is it that this minority is getting away with sharing power? And this is what they're doing. So as I shared with you, when you go to vote, when your paper ballot goes through a machine, very few places do hand-counted paper ballot votes. The machines have come in. The fundamental issue with election integrity is ballot images are being deleted. All the other shit is just crap. China attacking this, Mike Lindell talking nonsense, bamboos. These are all, frankly, distractors or CIA operatives who are polluting the real election integrity issues. But the fundamental issue is ballot images are being deleted. And how does that affect the independent majority? Well, imagine a room of 100 people, Laura, and 70 of those people are independents. And over in the corner are, you know, 30 numbnuts arguing among themselves, right? 26 Democrats, Massachusetts, or 77 Republicans, how they are going to share power to control the other 70. This is what's been going on. And the way they do this is they create fake issues. One side gets to talk about immigration. The other side gets to talk about abortion. The other side owns, transgender to bash that. The other side owns, climate change, right? And each one of them, and I'm frankly convinced they actually get in the back room and they say, you get these issues. And then they send issues, emails out. They each raise billions of dollars. They got everyone fighting. They never have any solutions. And in this friction they create, there's a lot of heat. People get entertained like WWE, but the majority are independents. Okay. So they get people drawn into this theatrics. And they're very clever, hyper creative in doing this. And as a part of that, they share power. Now, you guys can go look at the work that I did in 2020, which Trump praised me. He loved me. MAGA loved me for all the election integrity stuff. So I pretty much showed Trump's election was stolen. But what I also found out was Hillary's election was stolen in 2016. Now, I'm not supposed to say that, right? So the issue is they are both, it's like one mobster steals the other mobster's election and it's allowed because that's just the way they do it. They decide who is going to manipulate people this year and they get the spoils of that war, right? Trump's made billions now, him and his family, Hillary Clinton and the Clintons made billions with the Clinton Foundation. So these two parties are sharing power. And then they delete the ballot images if you ever want to go expose election fraud. So getting back to ballot images, why are they important? The ballot images are the ballots. Everyone should write that down. Go and write on your forehead if you need to or on a piece of paper. Ballot images equal the ballots. According to a law that was established during the Civil Rights era, it's an active federal law. All records in connection with a federal election, U.S. Senate election, presidential election, must be preserved for 22 months. Well, in my 2020 election, we found out that when I wanted to question how the hell could I have lost an election where even the Republicans said I was going to win the primary, we raised $2 million bottoms up. Our opponent could barely raise $250K. And that's when I found out that on the voting machines, ballot images are created and you're supposed to preserve them. And when I went to ask for them, they said they deleted them, which is a violation of federal law. So this time we filed a preemptive lawsuit against the state of Massachusetts. We said, hey, there's a law here, federal law, just like there's a federal law. You can't lynch black people. You got to let women vote. We're letting you know there's a federal law which says you must preserve the ballot images because they are the ballots. And we filed that preemptively. And that's called a writ of mandamus saying, hey, there's a law, follow the law. It could be for any law. The state of Massachusetts wrote back to us and to the judge. They lied in courtroom testimony saying, oh, no ballot images are created, Your Honor. And yet, in their own response back, Laura, in the exhibit is the manual of the voting machine, which on page 2 says ballot images are created. Okay? So what happens is when you put the paper in, a ballot image is created, it's analyzed, but there is a switch on the voting machine says you save it in hard drive memory or delete it. They set it to delete, auto delete. So they are auto deleting images and they're using the word no ballot images are created because they're deleting them. You follow what I'm saying? So we brought this up in courtroom testimony and the judge didn't know what to do. And the net of it is the state judge said, well, if they're violating the federal law, you need to go to Trump, the Republicans, and tell them to send a letter to the state election official to stop doing that, right? Because it's her view is, I'm a state judge, this is a federal law. So anyway, we wrote to Harmeet Dhillon, whose text, you know, phone number I have, and we said, Harmeet, you're the head of the Voting Rights Division. You're the one who talks a big game about election integrity. Why don't you send a fucking letter to Galvin, the Secretary of State, and tell him to stop deleting ballot images? Silence. So then we sent a demand letter to Todd Blanche, and Harmeet Dhillon gave him another chance. Hey, look, Congress has already passed a law. You're the executive branch, the enforcement division. Fucking enforce the law. Nothing. And we said, if you didn't do that, we're going to sue you, the Republicans, and the Democrats. Well, they didn't do shit, Laura, because they're in cahoots. Remember, the goal is to delete ballot images, cover up election fraud, so the independents never have a chance. So anyway, about 2 weeks ago, we have sued now both the Republican, DOJ, Todd Blanche, and Harmeet Dhillon, and the Democrat, Secretary of State Galvin. It's a great lawsuit because it shows collusion. And by the way, the Democrat judge here did not even want to hear our lawsuit until March of 2029, 3 years, okay, after the election. So the federal judge gave us a big victory last week. He issued an order saying that Todd Blanche and Harmeet Dhillon must explain why they are allowing the deletion of ballot images within the next 4 weeks. And then he wrote the Democrat Secretary of State, you must let us know. I think it's in the next couple of weeks. Okay. So this is a big victory. And I know people in the White House who came in to fight election integrity and they said, we're not really allowed to do much. And they're saying, this is a great lawsuit. We're sitting on the edge of our seats because we want to see what these fucking guys are going to do now. So the bottom line is the independent majority can win. They can win. And our race for Shiva for Senate is a tip of that spear. Because when you really look at this, can I share anything, Laura, here? Can I share my screen?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Let me see if I can share my screen. Yeah. So let me share my screen here, okay? I want to share something with you. So on our website, I think I'm sharing my screen now. You should just be able to bring it up now, right, on your site. If you can share it. Yeah, so here, let me go to our website here. Here's our website, shivaforsenate.com. And by the way, you know, we need to get on the debate stage. As I mentioned, we have 10 days. People should go donate whatever they can. We need to hit 250K. But anyway, I'll come back to that. But there's a great flyer. I have to go in a couple hours to go distribute these flyers. I don't know if you see this, Laura. This is a flyer. It's old school that we're handing out. It says 65% of Massachusetts is independent. Yet we keep voting only Democrat or Republican. Look what that has gotten us. Made housing unaffordable, crushed the cost of living, made us sicker with health care, elections that are not transparent, crumbling roads. So what this flyer is doing, it's a really cool flyer. We hand it out in front of a grocery store only to, we say independent for U.S. Senate. We don't force it. And the people that take it, it hits them between the eyes. They're like, what the fuck? I am independent. Why am I doing this? And then we tell them, look, you are independent, vote independent. And then we say at a deep psychological level, the choices we make reflect the world we create. So we don't have anyone else to blame because the reality is most of the people are independent. And then on the right side, we give my credentials. Well, you do have a high quality person. You don't have to go to these fucking guys, Democrats and Republicans. You're being manipulated. So it's a great flyer. And, you know, and by the way, we got 10,000 signatures. We're the first on the ballot. The Democrat opposition and the Republicans are not. We're the first one. That shows we had people from all over the country come into Massachusetts to help us get signatures. Quite profound. That's a real movement. And after we got that, they sent us a letter saying, we'd like you to be on live TV to challenge the other two. But the caveat was, you need to have raised 250K. So if you go to donate, you can see in real time, we raised about 24 grand. No PACs, individual working people. And we still need to get to 250, and we have about 10, 15 days. So part of this is to get people involved, Laura, to tell people, participate in this process. You say, people can be a part of this, and I'm going to stop here, and help the truly first, not me, but help themselves. A victory in Massachusetts will be a shockwave, not only here, but throughout the world, because a U.S. senator has equal powers to a president. And many of these senators do not exercise any of their power because they're all Zionist cocksuckers. They all serve Israel. And they have no mind of their own because all they're doing is horse trading. So my being in the Senate, which we literally have an opportunity to be, will give the independent voice at least a platform. Because, you know, I'm not going to do anything any different than what I do today, Laura. You and I will be doing interviews, right, out of the Senate chambers. We'll keep hammering them. We'll keep exposing them. We're not saying my being in the Senate is going to lead to victories. But you know what? I will bring up issues like, hey, if you really, from an economic standpoint, I'm going to bring up this fundamental issue. Look, I call it the bookend economy. Why should there be a birth lottery in this country? Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, why do they deserve a better life than someone born in a poor household, right? So you could say I'm a communist at the ends of the bookend and a complete market economist in the middle. What I mean by that is if you're born into whatever conditions, you should have the opportunity to get all the same services a fucking Donald Trump's kids have, right? It's just fair. You shouldn't be a function of you grew up with fucked up parents, or you grew up in a poor neighborhood, or you grew up with wealthy parents who never gave you what you needed. So one part of it is there should be a bunch of free shit that people get, the same shit that Donald Trump's kids and Jared Kushner got. And on the end, for our seniors who work their butts off, they should be taken care of. But in the middle, after you're 18, pure meritocracy. Every man for himself, he who works hard, he who delivers, he who creates, make billions of dollars. So that's a very different approach, you say, than to just saying one or the other, saying both need to exist, coexist. So our campaign is saying an independent majority will support that. And America is independent. George Washington and the founders were against political parties. So we have a two-party duopoly and a fake independent movement being created in real time because they know people like me or the movement for truth, freedom, health exists. So they silence us, and the CIA and those operatives are going to promote a fake independent movement to keep people looking above, you say, not from below. So our movement is very important. The U.S. Senate race is extremely important because every citizen in the United States who wants their voice heard can get me into the Senate. And that's why we have to get on that debate stage, Laura. And part of my our movement's interest in getting on here, because you have a great audience, is every single one of them who hears this should go right to Shiva for Senate/donate right now and help us. That's like a very simple goal. And people are welcome to come into Massachusetts and help us hand out flyers. We just have people fly in from Massachusetts, people drive in from Florida, people coming in from California, people in Massachusetts. We need to get out a million of those flyers. Every one flyer we hand out, the data shows we get two votes. I'm sorry, every two flyers we hand out gets one vote. That's the opportunity, Laura. We need to get 800,000 votes to win. So we've, with all of our hard work over the last decade, we have our movement. We have this very important election. But more importantly, we've created a framework for people to participate and not just not sit on their ass and watch stupid people like the Fauci debates or Rand Paul, who's a complete fucking opportunist. He didn't do shit in 2020. It was our movement that got 108,000 signatures, drove it to Trump. We met with the White House. Trump didn't do jack shit. Robert Kennedy was promoting, Booby Kennedy, that's his right name, was promoting lockdowns. So you have to reflect on why are they bringing up Fauci now? Well, the only reason they're doing this, midterms are coming. They want to create heat. It's all theater. An independent movement, Truth Freedom Health, always said the truth at the right time. And that's what this is about. So that's where we're running for Senate. It's more an opportunity for every citizen, every resident in the United States to participate. And so I hope those of you hearing this, I don't want you to feel regretful. Oh, shit. You know, if I had given $25, I could have gotten the debate, said, oh, shit, I could have helped make phone calls. They lost by 10 votes. So I'm asking you guys who have enjoyed the videos, enjoyed all the hard work myself and our movement have done, get off your butt and help us. Do something tangible.
Yeah, my gosh. Wow. Whew. I mean, it being all theater, like even the assassination attempt, what are your
thoughts
on that?
Total fucking theater. Remember, Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame. I hope people know that. Okay? He was recruited by Wilbur Ross because of his skills to manipulate. These people all are theater actors. Remember, most politicians wanted to be in Hollywood. If you go look at their history, Trump wanted to be in Hollywood. They all wanted to be an actor, right? Candace Owens wanted to go into that, right? All these grifters wanted to be in entertainment. And then they grift over to politics. They have no idea of political theory. They have no idea of historical understanding. They have no, and most importantly, they're promoted top down. Fucker Carlson, that's what you should call him. Total fucking CIA agent. First, he was a Democrat, CNN, with his fucking bow tie, then went into Fox, then is now funded by a Iranian swarm businessman who's a big J.D. Vance fucker. All right, so these guys just grift. And the master grifters can see where the hockey puck is going, and they'll go there to get the views and clicks and the money. And that's what Fucker Carlson is doing. Thomas Massie, he went to MIT. I ran a lot of demonstrations at MIT against Zionism. I never saw that fucker anywhere. Suddenly, he becomes an anti-Zionist. He said he's going to read more of the Epstein files. I haven't seen anything. So these guys are upper fucking tunis. To the extent they say something good, their history is one of opportunism. And they're allowed in the establishment. They're allowed views and clicks because they promote the illusion that the establishment has some democracy.
Yep. Yep. And it's just a constant, you know, loop, and just to create this dependency bond. So we're not finding our own sense of, you know, sovereignty, and particularly when it comes, you know, to health and what we've seen happening in the last 6 years. Can you talk to us about what's going on nationally?
Well, I think what's going on nationally, I think it's a good, it's sort of partly as well in what I just said. What's going on nationally is that the swarm, if people want to go to shattertheswarm.com, it's a great video. It's 15 minutes. I explain to you who is the enemy of the people. It's not an individual. It's a swarm of individuals. Sometimes they even fight against each other. That's the illusion. And they move like birds, right? Sometimes it looks like they're fighting against each other, but they're actually have a very clear direction. Shattertheswarm.com. You should go see that. But what's happening nationally is that, based on what I said earlier, everyday people, they're recognizing something's wrong, and they've made a huge leap forward to no longer register Democrat and Republican. That's a big trend. The other thing is the establishment itself has recognized people are breaking from them. And on a global level, there are countries like Iran saying, you can't fuck with us anymore, right? We will stand up and fight. That's a big event, right? And believe it or not, like when Ho Chi Minh stood up against the US invasion of Vietnam, that actually sends courage back to people in our country. They said, wait a minute, the Iranian people are standing up, the Vietnamese, why am I not standing up? So that phenomenon is going on. So in reaction to this zeitgeist of people actually breaking, at least making a big step, is the establishment is getting all this data through Palantir. They're watching all this. Holy shit, Dr. Shiva's Zionist cocksucker video took off. So then they go get other people to suddenly be fake anti-Zionists, Laura, you see? So the ability to watch which way the puck is going and then send fake influencers to capture the puck in real time is occurring. And it's occurring with light speed now. Social media is the biggest vehicle for manipulation one-on-one. It's like one-on-one censorship versus what we were able to do with traditional media. That's why to think that you can actually build a real bottoms-up movement online is fiction. Anyone who's promoted online is part of the establishment. And that's a commandment you can take, a principle that you can take to the bank. And if you know Lori in 2020, before they figured all the shit out, as I mentioned, we got 1 billion views. I used to do a tweet, 100,000 views, right? Per video. But now they've said, shit, this guy's not in a camp, right? So he needs to be shadow banned. So the future is offline. You cannot, from a global standpoint, think you're going to influence people significantly without recognizing the future is offline. The future is mobilizing people offline. Because anything online, they are tracking with light speed. And they bring in fake influencers to take the position that the masses want to contain them. So that's what's going on at a national level. The good news is movement, Truth Freedom Health, is supporting the people and taking that baby step forward. Okay, you registered as an independent. Great. Okay. Now be independent and vote independent. Take the next step. So that's where we're at, Laura. We're watching the wave of people moving in this direction, and we want to kick them in the butt and push them, you know, kick them over the next step, you say, in consciousness.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's all about raising consciousness.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a long game. There's no Armageddon coming. There's no destruction of some fucking aliens coming tomorrow. If you notice right during the Epstein thing, what do? Aliens. Go look at the news cycle. Aliens, 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 right? So they've gotten it down to a science to distract people and entertain people. Yeah. So our getting on the debate stage, you'll get real entertainment. So tomorrow and the next day, tomorrow we're going to do like a 12-hour telethon. But our movement is working people. There's no grifters here. So we want to encourage people to recognize that the grifter media complex is created by the swarm, and it's intended to make sure that people never build a bottoms-up movement, and that grifter media complex is going to promote Tucker Carlson's, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, and the Thomas Massey's, mark my words, as the independent movement when they're not independent. They're fake independents.
Hmm. My gosh. What about like data centers? What are your thoughts about AI and just some of these, latest developments?
Well, here's the thing, right? You know, when I created email back in 1978, and I saw you carry on a dialogue online, the problem for these people, just broadly, when innovation does not come from their bastions, Laura, that really bugs them. So yes, I created email before I came to MIT. It wasn't done by this guy who looked like a nerd. All he did was a simple ability to add text to a remote file, a best of caveman version of Reddit. But the reason I want to bring that is innovation occurs anytime, any place by anybody. Now, in the early 90s, I had the three earliest patents for AI. You could look them up. But what's important to understand is that whether it's email, whether it's the internet, whether it's AI, these are just, or nuclear power, right? Splitting the atom. These are just very powerful technological breakthroughs. The issue is who owns them. So whenever new technology comes, people are extremely excited. Wow, I can use the printing press to print stuff and get it out there. And ultimately, things get consolidated. With the printing press, four major publishing companies came. With the internet, we were all excited. Everyone would be able to build their homepage. Everyone would be able to go direct. Three major search engines came, being the gatekeepers, right? That same phenomenon is occurring with AI, right? And the way that's being centralized and consolidated is by the use of these chips, which require a lot of energy and cooling. So you need to build large data centers with power plants, which need to suck in resources. But here's my view. The internet and AI must be free for all humanity. Free. Because the future is going to be the have and the have-nots. Who has access to AI? So it should be AI compute and internet for all. So let us build fucking data centers. Let's build them with great power. Let's build nuclear power plants, right? Because there is a way to build these power plants if we do it that way, using resources that are infinite in nature versus putting them in poor communities and sucking them up. That's what the Silicon Valley guys want to do, right? But I'm of a big opinion that, and by the way, quantum computing is coming, which can actually lower the energy costs. But the bottom line is, policy-wise, the internet and compute of the AI must be free for all people, period. And part of that is we want the mandate from people in Massachusetts and everyone in the United States to send me to the Senate. Because if you look at all these idiots in the Senate, none of them know how a chip works. None of them know AI. None of them know biotech. You got a guy who's got 4 degrees from MIT, has created stuff very much like the founders of the United States, like Franklin or Washington. Those guys actually did stuff with their hands and make things. None of these people in Congress do that. So in 2026, if you don't know how AI works, if you don't know how compute works, you're basically going to be a slave to Silicon Valley. So I'm a big supporter of these technologies if they're for all people and all of us control it, Laura, not being owned by a few and centralized where, you know, it's going to cost you almost $2 to do a compute per person. You say? So he who has access to AI and he who doesn't is going to be a massive difference in economic conditions and innovation. But if you give AI and internet to all, you're going to have amazing bottoms-up innovation. That's how I created email. I was a 14-year-old kid, was given access to computers in a small medical college. It did not come from the military-industrial complex. They thought creating email was impossible. An email is the electronic version of the interoffice mail system. It's not the simple exchange of text messages. Absolutely false.
Right. It's a lot to think about. I mean, yeah, I don't know. My gosh. Just the amount of crime that still exists. I mean, the amount of just rehabilitation that is necessary to help people recover from all the social engineering and all of this toxicity and just, yeah, I mean, our future generations. What are your thoughts, I mean, about how the system is going to shift and change out of how it's been running things? How quickly do you think it can, you know, turn around? And it just seems like...
Well, Laura, here's the reality, right? The universe, the conditions that we have around us, we all created. Do you follow what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
That we created it?
Yeah, everything around us, we're each one of us collectively individually is responsible for. Does that
right.
make sense?
Right? Yeah.
So if you look back in the early, late 1800s and early 1900s, everyday working people had a consciousness that we had to take to the streets, we had to mobilize collectively and build these bottoms-up movements. That history has been erased, particularly from the American psyche. If you have the 8-hour workday today, if you have any roads you have today, if you have basic hygiene, where did that come from? Did that just poof appear?
Right. But what about all the hidden tech, you know, and things that have been kept from us where, you know, elites or groups have been using, you know, this really major technology, geoengineering and just all these kind of.
Right, but I'm saying the broader issue is, so elite people had access to, let's say, clean water for themselves, right? In the early 1900s, right? You could say that was a, oh my God, if you were living in the late 1800s and you were in a city, you were drinking shit water. You know what I'm saying? The elites had clean water, right? That's the technology. My bigger point is instead of focusing on any one of these things, let's go to the meta issue. How did human beings collectively get access to whether it's technologies or things to better their life? That's a question. I mean, I just want to pose that to you. How did that happen?
There's a lot of different possibilities there that I've explored. I guess the like free energy. And
I'm going to talk about clean water. Let's just start with you open up a tap and you get water. Okay. Before people are getting cholera, right? People are having hygiene issues, right? Or think about in the late 1900s, early 1900s, you know, children were working for 22 hours, right? In horrible conditions. And we can keep going on, but how did those things actually change?
How did those things actually change?
Yeah. Like, you know, black people that used to get lynched, right? It was common, or even the Irish were lynched. How did foundational things change in the United States? So people finally got roads they could drive a car on. That was technology. How did we get electricity into every home? How did that happen?
Well, inventors and good leaders and people standing up and knowing that things have to change. And now it seems the deep state has taken over and the presidency isn't what it used to be. And this is why what you're doing is so important, because like what you're saying, it's theater. It's morphed into telling people what you want to hear without real change, right?
Well, those things occurred. Like if you go back, look at the 1800s, it was known as a great upheaval. That's what it was called. And in the early 1900s, there are pictures I've seen that have been erased from the internet of a million people in Times Square, blacks, whites, right? People of all races fighting for basic rights. Women led many of the amazing movements starting here in Massachusetts for the 8-hour workday, right? For making sure you had clean air, clean water. All of those histories have been wiped out. It was these mass, bottoms-up, militant movements that gave us anything we have. And this is a central thing that I want people to really focus on. We can talk about, oh my God, MK Ultra, oh my God, the aliens, oh my God. Frankly, it's all irrelevant if you don't understand that if anything that we've gotten as the peasants has been through fighting and mobilizing and organizing in mass. And in the 1930s in the United States and 20s, that's what occurred in the United States. So any of the amazing things that came to the United States during the modern world and why immigrants want to come there, or why my parents came here, was because of this amazing infrastructure that the United States had, unlike any other fucking country on the planet. And that came because of people's names we don't even know who fought on the streets in mass. And I want really people to focus on that. It didn't come from FDR or the Republicans or the Democrats. It came from mass movements, which scared the shit out of the elites. And this historical thing is what everyone needs to focus on. It didn't come from fucking Joe Rogan. It didn't come from fucking Booby fucking Kennedy. It came from mass movements, like the independent movement we are building and like the leaders we are creating to understand this root cause issue. Anything distracting from this is a distraction. You see? So if there is free energy, you're not going to get it until we build a mass movement. Until that movement scares the shit out of the elites, the swarm. And that is not going to occur overnight. It's going to occur like a laborer going out. You have to plant, you know, I'm doing some work here, in our space here, we have to plant, you have to dig up a path. We have to put in rock stone by stone. You have to do that deliberately. And that takes fucking work. That takes every Thursdays we have an open house. Every Thursdays new people come. We train people. We give people curriculum. We go tell people to go out on the fucking streets and hand out a flyer. Go hand out a flyer. You'll see, oh my God, people actually want to take it. You have conversations with people in a multi-dimensional space. You get to see their eyes. You get to talk to them. You get to see their smiles, not in this 2D fucking space of grifters. And that's what they don't want us to do, Laura. They don't want people to interact as human beings. And that is offline. The online world, what it was supposed to be when I wrote Arts and the Internet, many of the books, has been completely fucking hijacked. Every move we make is tracked. If they say, wow, Dr. Shiva is actually helping people, we will shadow ban him. And anyone who comes to him, we're going to redirect them to fucking Booby fucking Kennedy or Thomas Massey, the vanilla equivalents that's acceptable to the establishment. The future is offline. And anything that is good out there that helps a broad mass of people, whatever wild technology it is not going to come to people in a significant time frame if we don't actually build the movement for truth, freedom, health, period. And that's going to take people understanding that change occurs through my deliberate action. And what we've done, Laura, is think about the many other habits people inculcate themselves with, right? Okay, you want to exercise, you actually go exercise, right? I'm going to do walking. I'm going to do 10 minutes of walking today. I'm going to do 3 minutes of yoga, breathing, whatever, right? If you want to get better teeth, I'm going to do oral health. I'm going to brush my teeth. Where is the discipline and the training for people to be conscious citizens? That is what we've created. And we're asking people to give 20 minutes of your day to go to Truth Freedom Health, choose an activity, hand out a flyer, come to an open house. You see, we've created a discipline. And we want people to recognize they don't have to give up everything and talk about Armageddon. They don't need to be dramatic. Participate in a community that we've created, a truth framework. We've created a framework for people to be good citizens. My running for office says, well, there are good people out there. Look at all these fucking people who are coming from all parts of the country, hardworking people taking time off to hand out flyers. There's no room for desperation. It's actually inspiration. The establishment wants us to think that they are going to tell us the truth. They're going to tell us Armageddon's coming. They're going to create this friction, and we have to be spectators. We're saying, no, you must be active citizens. You need the right theory, system science that we offer. You need community of amazing people who have raised to a conscious level. They say, shit, I got to do some shit. And then action. You see, theory, community, action. These are the three ingredients that to change the world. Just like if you want to get better, you got to have some theory about what's right to eat. Then you have to have a community of people support you in getting healthy. And then you have to take day-to-day action, deliberate action. Same thing in changing the world. And that's the discipline that we're creating. So imagine me being on that debate stage, Laura, on national TV. Maybe the closest person people may have seen would have been Ross Perot, right? Years ago. But he was a billionaire. But us getting on the debate stage with the next, 4 to 6 weeks and people contributing to that, think about just the inspiration that's going to send. Wow, I gave money. I got us on the debate stage. And look at the shit that we brought up. So we need to give people victories. We need to give people real understanding. Things aren't going to, for 50 years, people didn't do jack shit. Things aren't going to change overnight. And frankly, the world ain't going to blow up over 50 years. But it will get more and more oppressive if we don't do shit to expand, our truth, freedom, health. You say? So I think people need to stop thinking of all the horrible things and the Armageddon type things, because they are used by grifters to sell, freeze-dried packs like Mike, Health Ranger does, who, by the way, we had to sue him. He literally took my Shatter the Swarm book, copied it, plagiarized it, okay? So you have grifters who are watching where the puck is moving. They watch us very carefully, and they try to hijack it to mislead people back into the establishment. We have a great opportunity, Laura.
Yeah.
I mean, the quality of people that our movement now attracts, people like you, people like you, you've talked to Crystal. If you talk to anyone in our movement, they're all hardworking people. They have careers. They work hard, inventors, creators, retired people, and they participate in our movement. You see? Solid people who have recognized, okay, I got to understand how the world works. I got to understand history. Then I got to have a community, and I got to go do actions. So we've created sort of that, institutional framework, you see? So people can go at different levels of understanding, different levels of participation. And such a framework has not existed for working people. That's what we've created over the last decade, all empowered by system science and working people. So it's great. So our run for Senate is an extension of that understanding. And it's giving everyone an opportunity to participate. So if you can't come to Boston or Massachusetts and help us hand out flyers, if you can't make a phone call, well, just give us money, okay? Because you'll help us get on the debate stage. If you have a lot of money, give us more money. But we only need 250K. In 2020, Laura, I raised close to $2 million, And we had billboards everywhere, lawn signs. But whenever the establishment sees us coming, they collude among themselves. So this time we said, we're not going to raise a lot of money. We're going to keep it all people power. But even though we've been very successful, they want to put a toll gate to try to keep us off the debate stage. So to the extent we're raising money, it's just get on the debate stage. It's not to raise money to raise money, which is what they do, to take out TV ads and all the nonsense they do. They take money from this pocket and put it into this pocket, their friends and family, consultants.
Right, right. Where do you see the transformation in just the medical industry, and what are your thoughts on the recent Fauci thing?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, people know that, my life has been in two realms since I was a young kid. One is in politics, and the other has been in medicine. There are two significant innovations that I've contributed to over the last 20 years. One is Systems Health, which is an institute that is retraining existing medical doctors and nurses to see the body as a system. Alternative practitioners and anyone, you can go to systemshealth.com. The other piece of it is a technology that I created out of my PhD work which is probably, I would say, even bigger than email, which is cytosol, which is a technology that eliminates the need for animal testing. And you can use the environment we've created to actually understand how cocktails of foods work, which diets work, which supplements work at a molecular level. And we've been doing this for the last 15 years, helping companies, but we're going to open this up to the public very shortly. So that's something significant. But independent of those technological breakthroughs and those innovations, Laura, you know, I've been heavily involved in not just being some nerd, but as you know, in 2020, I was the first one to call out Fauci. We ran the hashtag Fire Fauci campaign. We got 108,000 signatures, drove them to Trump, gave it to Trump saying, fire him. I wrote a whole letter, you'll find out online, which is a protocol for Trump telling him exactly, do fire Fauci, do not shut down the country, and gave him a four-part protocol to people who are sincerely weakened immune systems do this. Everyday people, give them vitamin D3, make sure they're out in the sun. And Trump did jack shit. Booby fucking Kennedy did jack shit. This guy, what's his name? Rand Paul did nothing. In fact, Rand Paul waited 1 year and then used our hashtag Fire Fauci in his email campaigns to raise money. These people are serious fucking opportunists. So what you're seeing with Fauci right now is simply the Republicans, they'll do some shit and talk about it because the midterms are coming, Laura. They need some issue, you say? And that's what people need to understand. People need to ask the question, why is this news on now? Why is this controversy on now? People need to get real smart and say, why am I hearing about this now? Why is Rand Paul, when Trump was in office, he could have fired Fauci. Marla Maples, Trump's former wife, she loved all the work I did. So he goes, Tiffany and I love everything you're doing. They took my letter directly to Trump and he did jack shit. So please don't think this is real. It's fake. Because when the shit was going down, when he had all the information from an MIT PhD, graduating from the number one department of the country in biological engineering, who's written multiple papers in the leading journals, told him to do this. He got it. We spoke to the White House. He did jack shit. In fact, what Trump did was on January 19th, he gave Trump a commendation letter for his great work. So people need to get their heads way out of their fucking ass and realize they're being fucking played. Where was fucker Carlson? He's suddenly anti-Zionist? That motherfucker wanted to be a CIA agent, and that's what he is. So we need to recognize that you're being played. We're the majority. Fuck them. Support people like myself. Build a movement for truth, freedom, health, and get away from all these fucked up random shit noise. We need to get people like they go exercise their physical body. They exercise. Maybe they go to church or they do some spiritual practice. You got to exercise your citizenship practice. How do you be a conscious citizen? Well, that's truth, freedom, health. That's participate. And we've created a beautiful curriculum community. Like we've created the whole freaking landscape so people get out of this hellhole of distractions. But Fauci, he was created by the swarm. He's part of their swarm. He's a wonderful theatrical prop to distract people from all the other shit and to make sure that, you know, one wing of the swarm wins some more votes in the midterms. That's all this is, Laura.
Right. After the damage is done. Right.
Yeah. When yeah. 6 years, 6 years. Go, you know, who is the head of the NIH now? That Indian guy. Okay. He was writing papers to support social distancing and the masks. And after my shit took off, suddenly they create the Balfour Declaration or some declaration. You say these people are watching us. They're saying, fuck, this guy's leading a real movement. We can't have that. So we're going to steal his shit and institutionalize it. That will then get done nothing. This is a deliberate thing that's taking place. Deliberately. To manipulate people away from the movement for truth, freedom, health. They know we're a global movement. They know we've always said the right things. They know we got massive amount of views. And we built our brand without them. This is dangerous. Email was created not by the military industrial complex, by me, a 14-year-old kid. Out of that realm. They can't have that, Laura. They can't have anything good coming that they don't own. That's why we need to be on the fucking debate stage. And everyone better fucking go contribute. That's your lazy man's way of contributing. Fucking do it. Okay? Just do it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to be talking to you today. I know so many who are listening right now really feel you and know how important this is. And I think people are just had enough, because a lot of it has been just the hope and being distracted by that hope and putting that faith and trust in, you know, these individuals. And it's not too late to turn it all around. Yeah. It never is too late. So, and we're the creators of it. So we would create our own Armageddon. People don't realize how creative we are. It's our creative energy and our action or lack of action that creates the future.
Exactly. So look at these people. They get out and they hand out flyers. That's a really weird thing for people to do. They've never done that. We're training people to get over their own shyness. Because when you go do this, you are interacting one-on-one. There's no Fucker Carlson there. There's no Fox News. This is real. We do call-a-thons and you're calling people. That's real. It's offline. You go hand out one of these flyers, you will talk to people. Okay? And this is old school. We did it old school. Old school fucking works. It fucking works. They've made it too fucking complicated, Laura. They do not want us, you know, uncomplicating things. You follow what I'm saying? They don't want people handing out a flyer. It's fucking easy. 2 cents printed, handed out. Ooh, you got to get on social media. Ooh, you got to get followers. Right? All this shit that they control.
My gosh.
So yeah. It's really simple. Life is actually fucking simple. The simplest foods are the healthiest foods. Handing out a flyer is how you regain your political freedom. Communing with other people is how you regain your political freedom. And just do it 20 minutes a day, Laura. Just like you take, get up in the morning and drink your lemon water, right? Whatever you do, right? We've created a ritual that people can do to be good citizens. That's truth, freedom, health. That's what Shiva Percented is. That framework never existed, right? If you had good parents, they gave you some framework. Okay, get up in the morning, do this and, you know, make your bed and go to bed. You know what I'm saying? They gave you a framework. We have created the framework of truth, freedom, health to enable you to be a conscious citizen and evolve yourself. So you stand up on your own 2 feet. You can look at shit and say, wait a minute. Why is Fauci being brought up now? You know? Wait a minute. Booby fucking Kennedy says mRNA, he was going to get rid of it. And he's saying he got rid of funding. Bullshit. Go actually look at what he did. He's done nothing. We want to make people critical thinkers. And when you become critical thinkers, you become a co-creator with the divine and you start changing shit. Because you're no longer fucking sucking up to somebody. You're not looking, oh my God, Thomas Massey. Oh my God, he's Percy. No, he isn't. The motherfucker didn't do shit against Zionism for all the years he was in the Senate. What did he do, Laura? And suddenly he's anti-Zionist? And then he's holding, you know, he's hanging out with General Flynn, who's one of the biggest Zionists you can imagine. My friend, General Flynn. These people are motherfuckers. They're opportunists. They're taking advantage of the anger of working people. Our movement will not allow it. My run for U.S. Senate gives people a real opportunity to see what real fighters are like.
Oh, man. Incredible. Thank you, Dr. Shiva, for all you're doing and your inexhaustible fire. Just, man, when did you have like this realization that you were going to do this in the world? Was this your whole life? Did you have visions as a child?
When I was 4 years old, I remember going to this. I grew up in India, which has a fucking caste system where based on where you're born, your life is dictated. It's called a caste system. Okay. And many Indians won't talk about it, but that caste system was eroding, you know, about 300, 400 years ago before the British came. The British resurrected that caste system, which was declining, and they used it to manipulate the Indian masses. Okay. So when I was born in 1963, 4 years later, I'm going to a friend of mine's house thinking he's my friend, playing soccer with him. And his mother would not let me. I remember this so fucking vividly. I was 4 years old, would not let me into her home, was spitting at me and said, you must drink water from a different cup. Like I was a subhuman. And that's when I asked my mother, she goes, oh, that's a caste system. We're considered here. Everyone else is here, the Brahmins. Okay. And most of the Indians who come to the United States are Brahmins or Indians who come here are slaves to the H-1B system. We can do a whole video on that. But that's when I realized this is fucked up, right? So that put me on a political trajectory as a kid to want to understand these things. So my heroes became, you know, people like, you know, Bhagat Singh, you know, who was a revolutionary. I got access to different materials. So I wanted to understand this as a child. India used to have these comic books in those days, which are cool, people, you know, they're biographies. So I always started reading biographies. And then on the other realm, I think I've shared with my grandmother was a traditional healer in a small village. Doctors won't go there. And I saw her empirically heal people using these traditional systems of medicine. So politics and medicine became sort of these two intertwining pieces, Laura, that have never gone away. So whatever happened, circumstances, you know, something divine, whatever you want to say, put me on that trajectory. But I've never fucking changed. If anything, you can talk to my friends that they knew me when I was, you know, in New Jersey, 10 or 12 years old. They'll say Shiva's the same fucking Shiva, you know? But I have a righteous fucking anger against these fucking exploiters. And that's what they are. They are not Americans. Tucker Carlson is not an American. He has used the American people for his personal advancement. Elizabeth Warren is not an American. She has used race for her advancement. They play people. They're actors. And we must awaken ourselves to their evil natures and get rid of them out of our psyche by learning how the world operates, you know, standing up on our own two feet. So the independent majority, as the title says, can win. We definitely can win. It's just a 2-degree shift, Laura. It's a 2-degree shift from letting go of them. And if you think about anything in your life, personal relationships, you know, some people hang around with people for years, you know, and it takes a 2-degree shift to say, wait a minute, what the fuck am I doing? You know, it's like people are in these abusive relationships and it takes effort for people to stop. It's difficult because it's habitual. So the independents are the majority, yet they keep voting for Democrats, Republicans. This is just a habit. It's a very bad, destructive social habit. And it can only happen when you say, oh, I don't have to fucking smoke weed all day. I don't have to fucking do drugs all day. Oh, I can eat some good food. Oh, Dr. Shiva is running for U.S. Senate. He's a good guy, right? So you have to give people alternatives so they can break from those addictions.
Totally. Because people are just coping and they feel helpless and they don't realize how much it's in our hands.
And well,
they're
waiting
on something.
These people know this, Laura. They actively take advantage of hardworking people's lives. You see? They know people are coping. They know people are struggling. So they keep saying tomorrow, tomorrow, like the crazy evangelicals. Tomorrow, Christ will descend. Give me some money. Tomorrow, Rama is going to descend. Give me some money. You see? They're scumbags. Total fucking scumbags.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But we have enough people on to them. And as those leaders develop all over the world, it's not just me articulating this. More and more people are articulating this and it'll go out like a wave, right? And you don't need everyone getting this. A good solid 5,000-10,000 people understand these principles and become leaders globally. It's fucking over. So people got to recognize we have so much good shit going on because our movement exists. Truth, Freedom, Health. So no one can now say, oh, I don't know what to do. Well, you do. Go to Truth, Freedom, Health, right? Support our campaign. We will tell you what to do to liberate ourselves. There's no, I don't know what to do. Well, we know exactly what to do.
Brilliant. Oh, gosh. Well, I look forward to staying in contact and having you back anytime and supporting and sharing the links and this information and this video. I so appreciate your time today. Is there anything we haven't covered that you want to make sure we share?
Nope. I think the most important thing, Laura, is truthfreedomhealth.com. Great site. People should go to. People should go to, you know, shattertheswarm.com. People can understand the dynamics of how power works. And then go to shivaforsenate.com/donate. Anyone in the United States can support us. to get us on the debate stage. So we've given people tangible things that they can do, not theoretical things. So you can, you know, strengthen yourself. That's what we need.
Yes, absolutely. That's really taking our power back and our creative imagination and our ability to manifest our dreams. And yes, yep. You. Thank you so much. It's really great to
Thanks,
see you.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, be well. Same to you and your family. Be well. Thank Thanks. You.
Hey, okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement.
They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolv, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.